Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting a deadly day in Iraq with at least 65 people reported killed near the town of Al-Bab. The first explosion Friday struck an opposition security post in the village of Susian, killing many civilians along with opposition forces and two Turkish soldiers. People had gathered at the security office where many of them were seeking permission to return to Al-Bab, which had been the scene of heavy fighting for months. The second attack came as local residents and rescue teams were retrieving bodies of those killed in the earlier bombing. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the first attack in Al-Bab, which occurred just one day after Turkish forces and their rebel allies took much of the strategic town from Islamic State. Iraqi troops on the ground continued to push into western Mosul on Friday, the last major urban stronghold held by Islamic State. They took full control of Mosul's international airport and a sprawling military base on the southwestern edge of the city. The territorial gains marked the first key moves in the battle, which is now in its sixth day. To rout the Islamic State from the western half of Mosul, Iraq's second largest city. An Iraqi officer told the Associated Press the push into the Mamun district was followed by intense clashes with Islamic State militants. Yemeni security officials say a suicide bomber killed at least eight soldiers Friday at a security base in the southern city of Zanzibar. The bomber, disguised as a driver carrying a load of wood, blew up his vehicle at the gate of a Yemeni base after failing to get inside. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump gave a long campaign-style speech to a conservative convention near Washington Friday, attacking the media, promising better trade deals, safer borders, and more jobs. On the third and final day of the Conservative Political Action Conference, Trump spent the first 10 minutes of his remarks attacking the media. The president then repeated his inauguration theme of America First.
The core conviction of our movement is that we are a nation that put and will put its own citizens first.
During his remarks, the president again invoked Sweden as an example of the detriments of immigration. At a speech last week, Mr. Trump had referred to a non-existent terrorist attack in Sweden. Trump also cited the example of a friend who refuses to travel to Paris because it is unsafe. France's Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault tweeted in response that 3.5 million Americans visited France last year and that they would always be welcome. The White House came under sharp criticism Friday after blocking a number of news organizations from a daily question and answer session with Press Secretary Sean Spicer. Several news groups that have been critical of President Trump, including CNN and The New York Times, were among those excluded from the briefing. The White House Correspondents Association, which represents journalists who cover the White House, sharply rebuked the Trump administration for Friday's move. The International Organization for Migration says it is concerned about the latest anti-immigrant violence in South Africa. As Lisa Schlein reports, there has been anti-immigrant violence outside both Johannesburg and Pretoria.
The International Organization for Migration condemns the spate of anti-immigrant violence. It is calling for calm and for an end to the attacks, looting, and burning of property owned by foreign nationals earlier this week. South African protesters accused the African migrants of taking their jobs and being responsible for a rise in crime. IOM spokesman Itai Viriri says those who have grievances against the migrants should not take the law into their own hands. They should air their complaints with the local authorities. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Stocks were slightly higher on Wall Street Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up just 0.05%. The S&P 500 rose 0.04%. The Nasdaq was up 0.17%. European and Asian markets closed lower. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.